Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. This here be the champ, Fred Hampton Jr. See, now I need y'all to bet with me as I bet my soul with me and take you on the insides behind enemy lines about some state-sanctioned assassinations, mass incarcerations, and some other plans these pigs done put into place in order, amongst other things, to control the world population. You see, now it ain't no coincidence. A lot of y'all cats don't even know about the infamous COINTELPRO shit. G-Men, government hitmen, directed by Director J. Edgar Hoover and his hitmen. Political frameworks in which they still got a lot of cats politically caged up. Mom killing us and hitting us with more than just a gun. And some names which for legal reasons I can't even mention is still on the run. Now imagine, if you will, same goddamn governor brought in all the dope, putting your picture on the poster, placing the bounty on your black ass with the words warning blazing across the daily news front page. Your face being placed right up under the institution issue scope. See, we talking about a bunch of bad motherfuckers who were looking for number one ducky, no motherfucking trouble. See, go-getters and hard-hitters who gave us free medical centers. See, stood straight up against the system and said, yeah, motherfucker, we subversive and freedom of death. And strapped up in the spirit of self-defense. Free clothes and free busing programs, first free breakfast programs, armed with a political ideology that was still the test of time, the 10-point platform. Hold on now. Now fast forward in closing words, from the tongues of the Black Panther Party cubs. Let us continue resisting. Never forget, now 2037 West Monroe, 4:35 a.m. in the morning, west side of Chicago, 1969, December the 4th.
A revolutionary.